Okay, everyone. Happy, what is it, Sunday? Happy Sunday. And Lynn, I heard your guidance. And I just want you to know that from my perspective, there has been no lack in our friendship. But I accept your guidance. And so whatever unfolds as a result of that guidance, I welcome it wholeheartedly. And I love you fully. All right? Okay, so we are here now for Holy Spirit Guides, which is the period of time that is set aside to look at the personal messages that I have received to be helpful to me in my awakening. And right now, specifically, we're looking at messages that were received when Laurent and I were together to help the two of us. The name of the message tonight is called Letting Go of Fear, Letting Go of Personality. And I am providing you a link right now so that you can look at that message. Open it up if you like to read along. What I'm going to do before I start to look at the message is say a prayer. By the way, I want to say hi, Laurent. I'm always happy when Laurent is here, especially as I share these messages that were given to the two of us. It feels wonderful to have him here. So hi, Laurent. Okay, so what I'm going to do is say a prayer, and if you all would join me in the prayer, I would appreciate it. Holy Spirit, I close my eyes and I always immediately feel grateful. Often when I close my eyes, I feel a prompt to share gratitude for something specific. And I follow that prompt, and that becomes the basis of the prayer. But this time, Holy Spirit, when I closed my eyes and I felt the feeling of gratitude, I felt a very clear prompt to be grateful for nothing specific, to just be in the space of gratitude. So, of course, I welcome that prompt. And I am placing myself there now within my mind and within my heart. There is no thought of what I might be grateful for. There is only gratitude. Non-specific. And yet full, complete, joyous gratitude. So thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Oh yeah, I do have some friends here with me. Mary Ellen is here from Milwaukee. Laurent, you remember her. We stayed with her once. And then, of course, Tristan is here and Donna is here. And Danielle's here, but she's already got her eyes closed. So we'll see how long she lasts. We went out today, and we did some pretty heavy walking. So I think I wouldn't be surprised if all four of them fall asleep during the teaching. but Laurent says hello to everyone. All right, so I've given you all the link. I didn't notice if anybody else entered the room, but here is the link one more time. The name of the message is Letting Go of Fear, Letting Go of Personality. And just a reminder in the timeline of the story of Regina and Laurent. At this time, Laurent was in Paris and I was in North Carolina. And when I would receive these messages, he and I would then go over them together on the phone. So this is a message from Holy Spirit. There is no question to prompt the teaching. It was just a teaching that Holy Spirit wanted to give to us. Oh, someone else has popped into the room since then, so let me give it to you one more time. There we go. All right. I've spoken to you about the desirelessness of surrender. Now I would like to talk about fearlessness. Now, just as a reminder, when Holy Spirit says, I've spoken to you about the desirelessness of surrender, this was a message that we read a few weeks ago, where Holy Spirit pointed out that when we are surrendered, we really don't have a personal desire. If I have a personal desire, a personal will, that is going to be in the way of my surrender. I will somehow unconsciously try to work for, try to find guidance for, try to find signs for, try to find a way to that which I'm desiring, whether that be a relationship, whether that be money, attention, I'll try and get what I want. Spirit said, in order to be truly, truly, truly surrendered, I need to get down to a point of desirelessness, which really means desiring nothing but whatever Holy Spirit would give me. That's a true state of surrender. So again, I've spoken to you about the desirelessness of surrender. Now I would like to talk about fearlessness. Desire, other than the desire to know my word, can block the guidance I have to give. Fear also can block guidance, or it can prevent you from moving forward with what I have asked you to do. Fear is a complex emotion because it comes from many judgments within the mind, and it can be experienced in many ways. Fear may not seem like fear because it may be experienced as something else, such as anger, criticism, or hatred. The ongoing commenter within the mind is a manifestation of fear. And probably all of us are familiar with the commenter in the mind. It's that voice in the mind that just has a comment about everything. It has an opinion and a judgment about everything. And Spirit is saying that is a manifestation of fear. So it doesn't feel like fear. So we're not just talking about the feeling of fear, but we're talking about fear and its many manifestations. The problem with fear is that nothing specific can be pinpointed and fixed by you doing something in form or by you doing something differently. Fear is zero code, so fear must be recognized as nothing. All right, well, most people in the world at this point who are not on this spiritual path and are not looking at the teachings of Holy Spirit in one form or another. Most people in the world, when they feel fear, they either feel that they have a mental illness, some type of a mental problem that just causes fear, or they feel that the fear is caused by something specific. Of course, if they feel that they have a mental illness that causes fear, then there may be a drug, that can help, right? The drug is the solution to the fear. And if any of us have gone through that experience, then we know that the drug really isn't a solution to the fear. We know that that just doesn't work. It may alleviate the symptoms for the time that the drug is, in control of, but as the drug begins to fade, the drug needs to be retaken. And what I've heard from many people is if they take these drugs for a long period of time, eventually the drugs themselves are not as effective as they once were. Yeah, Barb is saying all the drug does is cover the symptom up. Yeah, if you're lucky. If you're lucky. And again, I hear from a lot of people that after some time, the drugs don't even do that anymore because the body becomes used to the drugs. So if we blame mental illness on the fear, it's possible that we try to go to a doctor, we try to get drugs. That's how we try to address it. If we blame a specific situation for the fear, then what we try to do is we try to resolve that situation. We try to get out of a relationship if the relationship is fearful. We try to get a specific type of job, or we try to move from one location to another, or we try to get the people around us to behave differently, or we try to whatever, right? Whatever. And what Spirit says in this particular sentence is the problem with fear is that nothing specific can be pinpointed. Oh, that's interesting. I just remembered that the prayer was to have gratitude for nothing specific. And here we are talking about nothing specific again. But the problem with fear is that nothing specific can be pinpointed and fixed by you doing something in form or by you doing something differently. What Spirit means by that, if I do believe that running out of money is my cause of my fear, if I believe that's the cause of my fear, it is very possible that I could go out and get a job or get money in some other way, and I will feel a relief. The problem is, yeah, it's like ice cream. It's a temporary fix. The problem is fear will always come back. Maybe it won't be fear about money anymore if I've really solved that problem, you know, perfectly and I never have money problems again. Maybe I'll never see fear around money again, but I may then begin to have fear in my relationships. I may have fear about my children's choices. I may begin to have fear about aging, fear about getting sick, fear about death. So there's nothing specific that can be pinpointed and fixed. Right? There's nothing specific that we can change and then become perfectly fearless. That's what Spirit is saying. There's nothing in the world that we can control. There's no drug that we can take. There's nothing in the world that we can change and then become perfectly fearless. Everything is just a temporary fix. Everything is a covering of the symptoms. And because the fear was not healed, it will always find another way and another day. The problem with fear is that nothing specific can be pinpointed and fixed by you doing something in form or by you doing something differently. Fear is zero code. So fear must be recognized as nothing. What Spirit is really telling us is that if fear is zero code, if you've been following the messages of Regina and Laurent, then you know that zero code literally means not true. Fear is not true. Said another way, fear only comes from our imagination. I remember when I was having my first experience with fear. I did not really experience a lot of conscious fear until after I joined the spiritual path, till after I made a conscious decision to awaken. My fear has come almost after that decision. There wasn't a lot of fear before that, some, but not with the same intensity. So my very first real experience with fear was when I was guided to leave my job and moved to North Carolina. And there was a lot of fear with that, a lot of fear. And I was talking to a friend of mine at work, and I was describing for him the fear that I was feeling. And he said something to me that rocked my world. First, he just asked me, at first I didn't understand that what he was saying was even related to my discussion with him, because he said, "Regina," he said, "do you ever have fantasies?" Well, you know, I didn't know what that had to do with the conversation, but I had to admit, yes, you know, I've had fantasies. That's all I told him, yes. And he said, "Fear is nothing but a negative fantasy." And I got that immediately. I knew exactly what he was talking about. If I was having a fantasy in my head, right, making up a story, that, you know, at this point, remember, I didn't even know that NTI was going to come. I didn't really know why Spirit was asking me to go. So there was a lot of unknown there. And that's really what I was afraid of. But if I had had a story in my mind, any story at all, let's say I made up a fantasy that Spirit was going to have me move, and then I was going to run into this guru, and this guru would have all of the answers I've ever wanted. And at the feet of this guru that nobody heard about in North Carolina, I would awaken. Right? If this fantasy was running in my mind, I would feel really good. It's all made up crap and probably will never happen, but I'd feel really good. Well, fear is just a negative fantasy. I had other crap being made up in my mind, right? We're going to run out of money. I don't know how I'm going to feed my child. I don't, blah, 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 blah. And so I was feeling fear. But the truth is, and what my friend pointed out to me, is that the only reason I was feeling as terrified as I was, shaking, is because I was making stuff up. And just making stuff up. Fear is nothing but negative fantasy. Isn't that amazing? Spirit says here, fear is zero code, right? It's not true. It's not true. And he says, fear must be recognized as nothing. And I'll tell you, that thought, it's just negative fantasy. That makes me see that fear is nothing. It's nothing. Now, Spirit continues, you seem to have difficulty recognizing fear as nothing because you believe the personality that fears is something in itself. But the personality is also nothing. It's zero code. Now, for some people, this alone could create fear, this thought that Spirit is now sharing with us in order to be helpful to us. You know, literally, what Spirit was saying is that Regina and Laurent are unreal. They're nothing. So not only is negative fantasy nothing, but the main character within our negative fantasies is nothing. If you can grasp that at all, fear absolutely must disappear. Because if the story is negative fantasy, and the character is also fantasy, what is there to fear? What is there to fear? I mean, literally, in any story that my mind would make up to scare me, Regina has to be something real, right? There has to be a real Regina that's going to run out of money and be homeless and get hungry, right? But if there's not a real Regina, well then how can there be a fearful story? There can't be. Without the main character, there cannot be fear. You seem to have difficulty recognizing fear as nothing because you believe the personality that fears is something in itself. But the personality is also nothing. It is zero code. In letting go of fear, you let go of the personality. And in letting go of the personality, you let go of fear. So again, Spirit is showing us what I just said. Without a main character, right? Without a main character that's going to somehow be hurt. How could you possibly have fear? So Spirit is really pointing out two possible paths right now, which really do the same thing. One path is the path of letting go of fear. And as you learn to let go of fear by seeing that it's nothing, it's negative fantasy, what automatically happens is you also let go of the main character. You let go of the personality. Or the other path is you can focus on letting go of the personality. And as you let go of the personality, the main character, you also let go of fear. The two go hand in hand, right? Laurent is using self-inquiry right now, which really fits perfectly with this. His first question is, what is the nature of fear? And then his second question is, who's fearing? So in letting go of fear, you let go of the personality. And in letting go of the personality, you let go of fear. Seeing the connection between fear and the personality is helpful. Because in any given moment, you will find yourself willing to let go of one or the other. I'm going to read that again. Seeing the connection between fear and the personality is helpful, because in any given moment you will find yourself willing to let go of one or the other. When you are too afraid to let go of fear, you will be able to find willingness to let go of personality. And when you are tempted to cling to personality, you will have willingness to let go of fear. To move in either direction is to move in both. So to move in either direction is helpful. So sometimes we're very, 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 very scared. And the fear seems so real. The fear might even seem like a safety net. Like often fear comes with the lie that it's there to try and protect us. You know, for example, I know when I used to fear running out of money, fear told me that if I didn't fear running out of money, I would, right? That's what fear said, like you need this fear to protect you. So either just because the fear seems so real or because I think I need the fear to protect me, there may be moments when the fear in the mind has such a strong attachment that I'm not actually willing to let go of the fear. But Spirit says if I find myself in that position, that what I will be willing to do in that moment is to let go of the personality. In a way, Laurent demonstrated something like that for us a moment ago. One way we might let go of the personality is, who is the I that is fearing? Right? Self-inquiry is a practice of letting go of the personality. A way that it worked in my mind, some of you may know that there was an early vision that Spirit gave me, even before I feel like I consciously joined the spiritual path, before I really made that decision consciously. I had a vision about the fading polka dots. This is when I had read in Peace Pilgrim's book that we're all one, and this was a new concept to me, a new idea to me, and certainly completely alien to my experience. But I didn't close my mind to the idea. Instead, I just kind of asked within. I didn't even know enough then to ask something called Holy Spirit. I just kind of asked like a curious question within my own self, right? How could it be possible that we're one? It was just an open-ended question I asked. And then shortly after asking that question, within a few days, I was walking into work one day, and there was this vision that I had while I was walking into work. I saw this infinite light that went in all directions. But there were these black polka dots that were covering one section of the light. The black polka dots overlapped so that on the part of the light where the black polka dots were, you couldn't see the light. It was covered by these polka dots. Now, some of the polka dots were beginning to fade. And in the places where polka dots were beginning to fade, there was a little light shining through. So that's how you knew the light was still there. And there were a few places where the polka dots were completely gone. There literally was only light, but you know there used to be a polka dot there. When I had that vision, I knew that was the answer to my question, how is it that we're one, right? We're one in the light. The polka dot is represented the false self, who we think we are. And as we let go of who we think we are, or according to this message, as we let go of the personality, we begin to fade and the light begins to shine through. All right, so I needed to tell you that story in order to tell you how it would work for me. So if there were times when I was feeling so much fear, or I believed that the fear was there to protect me and I could not actually find willingness to let go of the fear, what I, Regina, could always find was willingness to become a fading polka dot, which meant willingness to let go of the personality, which literally usually led to Spirit pointing out some concept, some idea in my mind that needed to be let go of. And as I was willing to let go of the concept, the idea in my mind that was causing the fear, then the fear would go away too. But I didn't find the path through being willing to let go of the fear. I found the path through being willing to let go of the personality, to being willing to let go of the ideas, the beliefs, the concepts that make up Regina. But the end result was the same. Now, the opposite can also be true. There can be times when there isn't even a thought in our mind to let go of the personality. But the fear is so painful, we're absolutely willing to let go of the fear. And we're willing to follow any guidance Spirit gives us just to honestly let go of the fear, not repress it, but move through it and let go of it. And this may be a time that we will receive guidance for things like rest, accept, and trust, right? Spirit isn't going in at that point and showing us concepts, ideas that need to be let go of. Spirit is just asking us to be at peace. There's no teaching going on within ourselves about how to let go of ideas. There's only teaching guiding us to be still and let this fear pass over us. But when we do that, what also happens is a little bit of personality goes too. Without us maybe even consciously seeing the concept that was the cause of the fear, somehow it just goes also. So that's what Spirit is telling us, is that the two are really one. You cannot have fear without the personality, right? And you really cannot have the personality without the fear. So as you let go of one, you let go of the other. And it doesn't matter which path you take. It does, you know, you may take both paths, right? One path one day, one path another day. It doesn't matter because it's the same. So whether you're using rest, accept, and trust, or whether you're doing show me in my mind, Spirit, this false idea that needs to be released, they both work. Seeing the connection between fear and the personality is helpful because in any given moment you will find yourself willing to let go of one or the other. When you are too afraid to let go of fear, you will be able to find willingness to let go of personality. And when you are tempted to cling to personality, you will have willingness to let go of fear. To move in either direction is to move in both. So to move in either direction is helpful. What is most helpful to you always is to remember what you want to remember. What is most helpful to you always is to remember, I think that's supposed to be that. I think I have a typo here. What is most helpful to you always is to remember that you want to remember your desire to know thyself. What is most helpful to you always is to remember that you want to remember your desire to know thyself. Then take whatever step you can take in that moment. Let go wherever you can let go. Every letting go is a step in the right direction, and the right direction is the direction you truly want to go. Now, I don't actually hear these discussions in this room, you know. I think that everyone here is seeing now that all of these practices are the same. You know, we have the practice that's been brought to our attention of self-inquiry. We have the practice that's been brought to our attention of letting false ideas be identified, false beliefs be identified, and letting those go. We have the practice that's been brought to our attention of like rest, accept, and trust, right? Let it be, let it pass. And some people may sometimes get confused and say, but which one? Which one do I use? Spirit says, take whatever step you can take in that moment. If you feel you can't rest, accept, and trust because the fear is too strong, that's when you're not willing to let go of the fear. If you fear, you cannot rest, accept, and trust because the fear is too strong. Then maybe self-inquiry, or maybe asking to see the false belief that is causing the fear, is what's going to be most helpful to you in that moment. Do that. If at some point you're so damn sure that you're right, you can't find any willingness at all in you to let go of this belief that has you so angry, this thought that has you so angry, you feel incredibly righteous, possibly, in the thought. But yet you notice the anger, and you're willing to release the anger. Remember, anger is a type of fear. And you choose to simply rest, accept, and trust, and let that anger pass. You're actually also letting go of your attachment that caused the anger in the first place simply by doing that. Spirit says, what is most helpful to you always is to remember that you want to remember your desire to know thyself. Just remember. He's not even saying remember that you want to know thyself. He's assuming these are moments of great resistance. So he's not even saying remember that you want to know thyself. He's saying remember that you want to remember that you want to know thyself, right? He's two steps away here. He's saying if you can just remember that you want to remember that you want to know thyself, right? Do that. In other words, to any degree that is possible, get purpose in your mind. And then, take whatever step you can. If self-inquiry feels right for you, do it. If letting go of a false belief feels right to you, do it. If rest, accept, and trust feels right to you, do it. Spirit has given us a myriad of practices. Do whichever one you can do in that moment. He says, let go wherever you can let go. Every letting go is a step in the right direction, and the right direction is the direction you truly want to go. Okay, so here's a question I had while receiving this message. Can you give me an example of how letting go of personality helps me when I am afraid to let go of fear? I think I wasn't totally believing Spirit the day this message came. That's kind of what I'm remembering. Are you sure you're not full of shit, Spirit? Can you give me an example of how this might work? Spirit says yes. It is willingness that comes to your rescue. When you are afraid to let go of fear, the Son of God within you knows you are clinging to the personality. Since it is your desire to let go of fear, you will notice the willingness to let go of personality. Willingness to let go of personality, which is a willingness you can grasp in the moment, will lead you to let go of fear by practicing rest, accept, and trust as I have taught you to practice. So again, for me, I told you that an idea that always brought up my willingness was that willingness to be a fading polka dot, remember? You know, that it was a personal thought for me, maybe, because, again, the vision was given to me. But after having that vision, I could find that willingness. I could always find that willingness to be a fading polka dot, to let the light stream through. And that's the same as willingness to let go of personality. So Spirit said, if I'm in a time when I'm not willing to let go of fear, I will be able to find my willingness to let go of personality, my willingness to be a fading polka dot. And that willingness will guide me to practice in whatever way Spirit guides me to practice. If it's rest, accept, and trust, I'll have the willingness to do it. If it's self-inquiry, I'll have the willingness to do that. My desire to be a fading polka dot will always work for me. Now I said, and when I'm consciously clinging to the personality, for example, how does willingness to let go of fear help me to let go of a value the personality holds dear, right? So when I want to think I'm right. He says, first, you must remember that fear doesn't always feel like fear. It may feel like anger when a personal value is being challenged. You may not have conscious willingness to let go of your value, but you may have willingness to rest and let go of anger. This is letting go of fear, and it is letting go of clinging to the personality that holds the value dear. Now, off the top of my mind, I don't have a specific story to tell. I know that when Laurent and I were living together, because our values were so different, there were times when I felt like my value was important and that it was threatened by Laurent's presence. And I felt very right about my values, and I wanted to hold to my values. And this, you know, in the first 6.5 weeks, is what eventually led to me feeling like I hated Laurent, right? Wanting to hold to my values and feeling like my values were threatened because his were different. And if you remember the story of how I let go of hate, you know that's not a story of how I let go of values. It's not, because that's not what happened. It's a story of how I got tired of hating, and so I let go of hate. Now, the funny thing is, what also happened, just kind of as a side effect, is that my desire to cling to those values also died. As I wanted so much to let go of hating, and I practiced everything Spirit asked me to practice to let go of that, I also let go of clinging to the house looking a certain way, for example. You know, I let go of clinging to ideas about the kind of water I wanted Laurent to drink. Right? But the focus wasn't on that. The focus wasn't on letting go of the personality's values. The focus was on letting go of the hate, which is a type of fear. So that's what Spirit is saying here, is that sometimes when we won't find the willingness to let go of our personal values, we will find the willingness to let go of this emotion within us that is becoming uncomfortable. And that works too. I said, is there anything else that you would share with me in this moment? And Spirit said, yes. I wanted to talk to you about surrender. In order to surrender, you must be willing to let go of fear. When the fear seems strong, remember your desire to let go of personality. It is this desire, which is the desire to know thyself, that shall lead you to walk through fear. Or in Gina language, remember your desire to be a fading polka dot, right? If you really remember how much you want that, you will find the willingness to let go of fear, or the willingness to let go of personality. And that will enable you to be better surrendered. Now, I don't think it takes much thinking to realize that if we're highly fearful, we may not be well surrendered. Or if we're highly attached to our personality, meaning our values and our wants, we may not be well surrendered. The less there is of personality and the less there is of fear, the more surrendered I naturally will be. Okay, so that is the end of this particular message. Let me just see what the next message. Oh, the next message is a very, very good one. You are closer to the kingdom than you think. We do have 20 minutes. I don't know if we'll get through the message, but you know what? I think we should go ahead and start it. So if you're in letting go of fear, letting go of personality, if you just scroll to the top, you'll see where it says you are closer to the kingdom than you think. You can click on that, and that will take you to that message. If you're not there, then what you can do is click on this link that I'm providing you now. This link takes you to that message. And by the way, for those who are listening to the recording, the first message I read tonight was dated October 26th. And Tristan, the second message is October 28th. That's where we are on reginadonacres.com. Okay, so you are closer to the kingdom than you think. And I started with a question. Oh my God, do I remember this 24 hours? Yeah, okay. I said, Holy Spirit, the last 24 hours have been amazing, and I am grateful for all of it. I'm not going to pretend that I know what question to ask because I don't, but I know you have something helpful to share, something that is deeply helpful. What is it? Well, I'll tell you what happened is that I was talking to a person on the phone. And this person appeared to, at least through my perception, I now see that my perception was completely wrong. Completely wrong. I now understand what this person was saying to me. But that night, when I was speaking to this person, I thought I heard this person threaten Laurent and I. The person was speaking about coming to a conference. Laurent and I were going to be teaching together for the first time at a conference in March. It was Camp for Miracles in New Hampshire. This was a person who wanted me to be joined in a couple relationship with him instead of in a couple relationship with Laurent. And what he said to me on the phone was that he was going to come to New Hampshire and he was going to blow us away. At that time, I thought he meant that he was going to kill us. And I became very, very, very fearful. This is what I'm talking about. When I say the last 24 hours have been amazing and I am grateful for all of it. It kind of reminds me of a Muji YouTube that I posted yesterday. The name of that YouTube was something like The Best Mantra, if anybody wants to go look it up. The Best Mantra by Muji. And what Muji was talking about is that the world, he said, the universe, is benevolent. Everything is a gift. And he said, the best thing we do is to walk around saying to everything, thank you, thank you, thank you. Whether it's something that, you know, we would perceive as good or as bad, to realize that everything is coming to us to help us awaken. To just say thank you to everything. Well, what happened to me when this man called and when I saw this fear, well, I called Laurent, and I told him how fearful I was. And my experience, my perception, is that Laurent became upset with me for being afraid. And I felt very alone. Very alone, and at that time in a place where I felt like somebody was threatening to kill us. And so I did the only thing I could do is I went to Spirit and I asked for help. And the help that came at that point did not come in a written down message. My help doesn't always come in a written down message. I can't share all of it with you in that way. It came in a wordless way. But if I put words to it, what Spirit was saying to me is that everything is coming to me so that I can awaken, including what was happening right now, this feeling, you know, this fear of this man seemingly threatening to kill us, this feeling of not being joined with Laurent, right? It was all coming to help me awaken. And that it was very, very important that I was willing to just let go of all of it is not true. And that if I would let go of all of it is not true, I would see differently. And so I practiced that. And I was able to let go of that fear. I was able to let go of feelings of not feeling joined with Laurence. And I seem to come out of that experience with a greater understanding that everything comes to us to help us to awaken. Like a greater, a deeper understanding that there's no other purpose in the world. That everything comes so that we can awaken. And so that again is why I said the last 24 hours have been amazing, because this is what I'd just been through. And I said, I am grateful for all of it because I was. And then I didn't know what to ask next. There was this feeling that Spirit had something to give me, but I didn't even know how to ask for it. So I said, I'm not going to pretend that I know what question to ask because I don't. But I know you have something helpful to share, something that is deeply helpful. What is it? Spirit says, asking an open-ended question when the mind has experienced an array of emotions is useful. And trust me, in the last 24 hours, I had experienced an array of emotions. Okay? So asking an open-ended question when the mind has experienced an array of emotions is useful. It allows me to address everything without singling anything out as most important. Thank you. This is what I have been asking you to do. So in other words, I wasn't trying to say, I know that the problem in the last 24 hours was this. Spirit talked to me about this. And that's why Spirit's grateful to me right now. I just know that I've been through a lot. I know I've learned a lot, but I can feel the edge inside of me that there's something more. And I'm saying, Spirit, whatever you will give, I'm grateful for. It kind of reminds me of a story in the Bible when a Canaanite woman went to Jesus. And at first she asked Jesus to heal her daughter, who I believe was supposed to have an evil spirit. And Jesus, I believe, ignored her. And then at some point she says to Jesus, you know, she says that she'll accept the crumbs from the table. In that point, she's asking for anything he would give. And that's when Jesus heals the woman's child. Well, that's what Spirit is saying here. We're not really being most helpful to ourselves when we ask Spirit for something specific. We're most helpful when we ask Spirit for whatever he would give, because he knows better than we do what we need in any moment. Right? The next sentence. The main challenge now is that of letting go of personality. And the personality does not seem willing to go. That is because the light is suffering from the delusion that it is the personality. I'll read that again. The main challenge now is that of letting go of personality, and the personality does not seem willing to go. That is because the light, he's telling me who I am, the light. That is because the light is suffering from the delusion that it is the personality. So it is using the power of light to hold on to that which it sees as itself. And you can certainly see how that was happening in my mind when the person I thought was threatening to kill us. And I called Laurent and I wanted some kind of sympathy and joining with Laurent in how we were going to solve this, what we were going to do about this, right? That was the light using the power of light to hold on to seeing itself as something other than light. He said, it's good for you to see this, to realize this, because this takes you back to the teaching of the power of light. Now, for those of you who don't remember that message, that was the message when Holy Spirit asks us when we feel intense emotions, and I had felt intense emotions in this last 24 hours. When we feel intense emotions, he asked us to remember that those emotions are just light, filtered through other ideas, so they seem like fear. They seem like abandonment. But it's light, because light is all there is. And he asked us to be aware of the intensity of our emotions that we're interpreting as fear or interpreting as abandonment. That's how I was feeling in this case. To feel the intensity of that. And remember, that intensity comes from light, right? Because light is all there is. So he's reminding me now that light is all there is, that I am the light, that what I'm feeling is light, right? As you see the great resistance you put against releasing the ideas of personality, while also realizing that all of those forms of resistance come from you, you once again step into the realization of your power. This realization is a great place to be because it is accepting the truth of who you are. Accepting this truth will move you closer to releasing your hold on personality, which is another step in the direction of realizing fully who you are. So what Spirit is saying is that as opportunities are coming to me through my relationship with Laurent and through other situations that were going on in my life at the time, as situations are coming to me, the only purpose any situation has, whether it's with Laurent, whether it's with this man on the phone, whether it's with Jasmine, right? The only purpose any situation coming to me has is to help me let go of personality, to help me become a fading polka dot, to help me let go of the belief that I am Regina, and to see, to remember, to realize what I really am. And when these situations come to me, and I see them as real situations, real problems, real things that need to be dealt with, that is just resistance. See, if I was totally 100% on the willingness side, if there was no resistance in me whatsoever, when this person called and this person said what this person said, I would have only seen that as an opportunity to let go of any fear that might have come up. And it would have been a holy instant. It would have been a very quick release. And if I had gone so far as to call Laurent, when Laurent seemed to become angry at me for my feelings, I would have only seen that as an opportunity to let go of thoughts of abandonment, right? And it could have been very quick and very easy. But because my willingness was not 100% and I was not seeing everything as coming at me for one purpose, and I was seeing circumstances as real, I was seeing a man who wanted to kill me, and I was seeing, in my mind, a partner who was not joined with me in a very real problem, that scene came from my resistance. He's not asking me to deny my resistance. He's not asking me to push my resistance away. He's asking me to realize the strength of that resistance also comes from the strength of what I am. Right? That's a completely different perspective. He's using resistance to focus my attention on the strength and power of what I really am. He's literally taking my eyes and turning it in another direction. Why is this resistance so strong? Because what you are is strong. And as I do this, as I accept that what I am is strong, what I am is power, what I am is light, as I accept that as what I am also, to the exact same degree, letting go of the idea that I'm the personality. He says again, this realization that even my resistance, the power of my resistance comes from the power of me, right? He says, this realization is a great place to be because it is accepting the truth of who you are. Accepting this truth will move you closer to releasing your hold on personality, which is another step in the direction of realizing fully who you are. He says, look at everything now through the lens I have given you. There is nothing that can occur in your life that you do not have tools with which to see. It doesn't matter what happens to me next in my life. It doesn't matter what comes next. Spirit says, I've given you everything you need to see this with me. All of the practices you need. And he told us in a previous message, right? Use whatever practice you can in a moment, in that moment. He's given me all the practices I need. All I have to do is have the willingness to remember to practice instead of reverting to my old resistance-based habits of believing the situation is real. If I will use my willingness to remember that everything is coming to help me to awaken, then my willingness will also guide me to whichever practice is most helpful in that moment. So he says, look at everything now. This is a request from Spirit. Look at everything now through the lens I have given you. There is nothing that can occur in your life that you do not have tools with which to see. Everything can be understood through the messages I have given you. When you are not understanding something, you are making it more complicated than it needs to be. Everything is simple. And seeing everything through this simplicity will show you exactly how to see. You are at a place in your willingness where you are ready to know yourself as you are. In order to take this step, you must stop avoiding the games you try to play. Stop avoiding. I got to tell you that the day before when this person called and I felt like I was being threatened and I called Laurent, what I wanted to do with Laurent on the phone was figure out a strategy on how to avoid being assassinated. That was what I wanted to do. Right? Spirit says, you must stop avoiding the games you try to play. Let the games come to you without seeing them as fearful. He is asking me to do nothing, even in this situation, which, by the way, is all I needed to do. He's asking me to do nothing. Stop trying to control the world to avoid that which you fear. Let it come and remember why it's coming. That's what he's saying. It's coming so that you can wake up. Let it come and remember why it's coming. This reminds me very much of the ending of the movie Revolver. In order to take this step, you must stop avoiding the games you try to play. Let the games come to you without seeing them as fearful, without trying to hide. Hiding from games or denying them only teaches the mind that they are real. Let the games come to you now, all of them. So whatever's going to unfold in life, let it unfold. Quit trying to control things. Let them come that you may say goodbye. Right? This was the message I had gotten from Spirit without words that enabled me to go through this forgiveness in the last 24 hours. Now it's coming with words. Let them come that you may say goodbye. Each one that comes is a blessing. Recognize the purpose and remember your truth, and you will know how to say goodbye, which means I'll know how to let go of it. I'll know which practice to use. So basically, again, Spirit is saying everything that is coming so you can let go of illusion. Don't make the mistake of seeing it as real. That's resistance. Remember it's illusion. Remember your desire to let go, your desire to awaken, and ask within for the best practice in that moment and practice it. Now I'm going to stop here, but just as a by the way, I will tell you what I later realized this man meant on the phone when he said that he was going to blow Laurent and I away. He meant that he would come to the conference and out-teach us. Completely different than assassination. And by the way, he never showed up. Okay, that's the end. Bye-bye, everyone. See you next week for the continuation of this message.